Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Bill Gallerani from DeRidder, New York. He's with Prison Fellowship. His mission field, the men and women who call prison home. Let's listen in. Prison Fellowship Academies, what are they and how do they work?
The Academy is a Christ-centered program that provides men and women in prison with a long-term structured opportunity to uncover the roots of their criminal behaviors and change their lives. The Academy takes incarcerated men and women through a holistic transformation process where they are coached to lead lives of purpose and productivity inside and outside of prison.
How would you characterize your effectiveness in the prisons in which you operate?
Effectiveness is measured by the transformation that takes place in the lives of the Academy participants. Most of the participants stay with the Academy during its year-long semester, so there's something to be said about that. So they're certainly getting something positive out of it. Prison Fellowship operates academies and correctional facilities throughout the United States, and we are only beginning to make significant inroads into the facilities in New York and Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Bill Gallerani from DeRidder, New York. And why do you think Prison Fellowship is so effective, Bill?
It's effective and it works for three reasons. Spiritually, it works because Jesus is at the heart of this. You know, it is his heart's desire to save the lost. He longs to bind up the brokenhearted, to bring healing to those that are bruised and to set captives free. And as I said before, this is his work. He has simply invited us to join him as he brings many into the redemption he has purchased for us on the cross. Mm-hmm. And we believe that there are many men and women in prison that he plans to make trophies of his grace. From a personnel sense, Prison Fellowship works because all the staff is united behind our mission, which is to see restoration to all those affected by crime and incarceration, and to our vision, which is to see all affected by crime restored to God, their families, and their communities.
Yeah.
So whether that is the Academy within the facilities or our Angel Tree program to families of incarcerated men or women or our work for criminal justice reform, all the staff, whether they're support staff or field operations, they are united. They are a united force behind their vision and mission. So it works well because of the unity. And lastly, I think from a practical sense, the Academy works because it's evidence-based. A lot of research has gone into the Academy, the way it's structured, the duration of it, the way the lessons build on one another. So statistically, by the time most convicted felons have reached adolescence, most of the influencers in their lives are people who have served time.
Yeah.
That being the case, what we seek to do is to create within the facility a safe community where our volunteers are modeling pro-social values and behavior, and they're facilitating conversations around Christ and offering a biblical worldview.
We all love these success stories that we hear coming out of these prisons of men and women who have totally turned their lives around. Have you been able to see that personally, and what success story kind of stands out in your mind, Bill?
The story of Daryl Brooks. Daryl was an incarcerated man, and on his first day entering Prison Fellowship's Academy, wore the standard issue Department of Correction white scrubs. Today, as a Prison Fellowship program director, he wears khakis and a dress shirt, which is an outfit more fitting to his position. And Daryl fully expected to die in the streets, and he told his mother as much. He said, Just leave me alone and expect me to die in the streets. But God used his prison sentence and Prison Fellowship to save his life.
Yeah, I know you're new to Prison Fellowship, but I'm sure it's had an impact on your life, too, in the short time you've been there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Bill, I got saved 40 years ago. I came to know the Lord at the age of 21, 40 years ago. So I've been in this way for some time. But so far, my short time with Prison Fellowship has opened my eyes anew and afresh to the magnitude of God's grace and the intense love that he has for all those who were created to bear his image, no matter where their life choices have led them.
That's Bill Gallerani from DeRidder, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.